Hello, fellow runner. My name is Roman, and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast. A podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Spring marathons and half marathons are over. So what to do before the next marathon and half marathon season starts mid-September? What to do as a marathon or half marathon runner over the summer or between marathons? Let me give you my thoughts on the subject today. But before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. If you just ran a marathon or a half marathon as I did, the first thing on your to-do list should be to recover properly from the race. Not only the race itself, your body had quite some stress to handle all the training in the 12 to 14 weeks leading up to the race. If we admit it or not, it takes a few weeks to fully recover. That doesn't mean you need to lay on your couch and eat junk food and sweets for a week or two. Quite the opposite. Your body needs a healthy diet that helps the recovery processes taking place in your body. For myself, I have to admit that I love sweet stuff, especially chocolate. But still, I don't eat it the last 8 weeks of a marathon or half marathon training block when training for a peak race. And I also don't drink alcohol during that time. Not even a beer. Probably I could, but I just feel like there's time for that after I'll finish the race. And that's what I did after my last marathon. Went out for a beer or two, and among other things, I also ate some sweet stuff. Even if you feel strong and you think you are ready to start running again, add a day or two more to the rest after the race as planned. You don't need to be afraid that you're gonna lose fitness, but your whole body will appreciate 1 or 2 days more of rest. In the first few runs you are going to do, you might still feel fatigue in your leg muscles. That's normal. Hey, you just ran over 42 or over 21 kilometers as fast as you could on that day. And it takes time to fully recover after such an effort. Some say that even 4 to 8 weeks. What you should do instead is to rather go out for walks. They can be even power walks if you feel okay. Maybe jump on a bike you have somewhere in your basement or go to a pool for a swim. All this will help and speed up the recovery. Sooner or later, you'll start running again. In the last 2 weeks, I got invites or information about at least 10 running races over the next 4 to 6 weeks. More or less local 5 to 10k races and some trail races. Summer months are packed with such events, and as tempting as it may be to attend at least a few of them, don't. Especially not if you plan to run another marathon or half marathon later this year. What you need over the next few months is to build a strong aerobic base again that will get you ready for your next training block. Jumping from race to race might sound like a good idea, but in the end, you'll see a decrease in performance, you will overtrain, or maybe even get injured. It just doesn't make much sense. Now is the perfect time to run a lot of easy runs, not super long runs. If half marathons are your thing, I would say that even 3 weekly runs from 8 to 5 kilometers will be enough. And if training for a marathon, 3 runs from 8 to 20k will do the trick. It's all about slowly building up the volume, not the intensity, just volume. If you feel you need to do at least some faster running, go to a local track or a flat stretch of road and do some short repeats, but not an all-out pace. Try to stay around your threshold pace, not faster. Or add strides at the end of one of your weekly easy runs. What you can also do is to incorporate hills into your running. Not short, sharp hill sprints or repeats. Instead, find a road or trail with rolling hills and use it on one of your weekly easy runs. This will help you to build some strength and will also have impact on your aerobic endurance without harming your body too much. Maybe you could try even something new like trail running. I honestly don't remember when I did my last trail run. I don't even have shoes for trail running, but I plan to do some trail running in the summer, not races, just exploring some trails in the local area. Learn to run by feel. It will be 3 weeks from my marathon in Prague. Since that, I turned off Autolab on my Garmin and I don't even look at my pace while running. It just doesn't matter right now. All that matters to me is to enjoy my runs, to be happy, to be able to look around and explore new running routes. In the end, that should be the purpose why we are runners in the first place. It's not about the races or the medals and PBs. Running should be one thing in our life that makes us happy. Go out for a group run. Run with runners who are slower. Talk to them and enjoy it. And never forget why you became a runner in the first place. Now is the time to make plans. Personally, I don't make plans too far in advance. Well, I knew in December I would run Prague, and if I would feel okay afterwards, plan another marathon in October. So Prague is over, and I still feel that there is another marathon in me for this year. So I'm gonna run another one. I have a short list of marathons I want to attend, but the final decision will be probably made over the next 2 weeks. Ljubljana Marathon, as the biggest running event in Slovenia, is for sure on my list, but probably a half marathon. Would love to run the Graz Marathon, but since it's just 2 weeks before Ljubljana, I'm still a bit undecided. As some of you who follow me on social media know, I ran a half marathon last weekend, just 2 weeks after Prague. And, well, the result was great. I was even second in my age group. But it was a bit of a struggle from the 5K mark on. Okay, I made the mistake and went out far, way too fast, but still. So for later this year, I just want to approach it smarter. And remember, life is not just running. Take time to do other things that make you happy. Plan a vacation or maybe a short city break somewhere, without running shoes. Go for a hike or a bike tour. Read a book that's not running related. Or, well, do just whatever you like to do. You just accomplished something special and you deserve it. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!